Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. You know, there are some signs, some prophetic words about the end times that we can expect and why we shouldn't be surprised. You know, this world can be a dark place, and it's sometimes hard to see light and hope in the midst of all the suffering and pain that surrounds us. Just this year, this short time in 2020, we've seen incredible evil take some lives, and especially in the previous year, 2019. And we've seen terrorist attacks, and we've heard rumors of war. We've seen hurricanes and natural disasters wreak havoc in different places around the globe. Top news headlines reveal the constant struggles, pain, and brokenness that people everywhere are facing. Here are some prophetic words about the end times. First, there are going to be false prophets and false Christs will appear and deceive many people. We kind of know that. Secondly, there will be wars and rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, and natural disasters. Thirdly, believers will be persecuted, hated, and put to death, and the gospel will spread and be preached to all nations. And we can see that even today. Fourth, there will be an increase in wickedness in this world, and many will grow distant from God in their love and their stand for Him. Five, the times will be very difficult and distressing for everyone. Six, no one will know the day or hour of Christ's return. We certainly don't know that. Seven, there'll be signs in the sky. The seas will roar. The heavenly bodies will be shaken. And then, in the blink of an eye, at the trumpet sound, Jesus' promises that He will come again will take place. Amen. Those are the biblical truths and the biblical signs and the prophetic words that God has for us about end times. Pay attention, people. Hey, listen, thank you so much for joining us here on the Wade Hampton Show. We call it the Ham Camp. It's always a pleasure, honor, and privilege to bring you this show every weekday morning at about this same time. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Remember this too. Love yourself. Love each other and enjoy your life. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning.
KAYT is a community-oriented radio station. The studio and offices are located in the Trotters Building, 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113 and 114. The station broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with gospel and Zydeco, blues, old school, and R&B. KAYT is 70,000 watts with the latest state-of-the-art digital technology for our on-air sound. Our broadcast coverage area consists of 35 parishes in Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. KAYT-FM.
People are dying, and people are crying for a savior to come and save us from this world. Now, God, I'm calling your name, 'cause my world does need change. In Jesus' name. So, thank you.
Wade Hampton Show.
Yeah.
on Wednesdays, the Wade Hampton Show. We're going to talk about some things you'll never regret doing with your kids. We'll also be playing Bible Jeopardy and a special interview with Stephen Wilson and Patrice Dillard about their book called Celibate. You don't want to miss it. That's Wednesday right here on KAYT KQJOFM.
New music.